Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and I've got my lovely wife, Lisa, joining me on the program today.
Hey, 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 how are you?
Yeah, just like to kick it into gear real early. Hey, listen, we have a topical devotion here. It's called Turn the Light On. You're tuning into it maybe on 91.5 FM or by podcast at ourlighthouse.net, which is the church website. And we're just so glad that you joined us, and we'd like to bring a topic to the table and just make it relevant, talk about how the Bible is applicable for everyday life, even today, and we hope you're blessed by what we're going to share today. We have a topic today. We always like to bring a topic, and I have the co-host do that. And Lisa, what do you have for our topic today on the program?
Kingdom benefits.
Kingdom benefits. You know, when you say benefits, I always think like at a job. You go to get a job and you get a benefits package at the job.
Yes, I was starting to read in Psalms 103, and I started thinking about the benefits and how people look for insurance to cover them for medical and dental and vision expenses. And I thought about what amazing benefits we have as believers in Christ.
Sure. When you read the Bible, it has a lot to say about all the different blessings, all the different things that God has prepared for his people and those who love him. And I love it. This is a great topic.
So I thought we could start by reading Psalms 103, verses 1 through 12.
Okay. So, yeah, Psalms 103, 1 through 12. It says this: Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, and who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who what fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
So there is a lot of good things in there. So I thought we could break it down and start with number one. First thing is, who forgives all our iniquities. That means there our past, our present, our future, all our sins. Actually, all our sins were in the future when Jesus died on the cross, yeah. But he's forgiven them all.
That's really good. So yeah, that's in verse 3, actually, of Psalms 103. And, you know, it says that he forgives our iniquities. What's iniquity? It's kind of a Christianese
term. It's just basically a sin or something.
Your
wicked deeds.
Something you do, your wicked deeds. I like that. That makes a lot more sense to people that are listening. When you do something, you know it's wrong, maybe, or maybe you don't know it's wrong, but you find out it's wrong, and you need to stop doing that. We call it in the church repenting. You know, if you have iniquity in your life, you need to repent. You need to say, God, I don't want to live my life contrary to your word. And he is saying that he is willing to forgive us of our iniquities if we will call on him and allow the blood sacrifice of Jesus to come into our lives. He will wash us and cleanse us and forgive us of all of our iniquities.
That's
so
awesome.
So powerful.
One of the other benefits is who heals all your diseases. Even diseases in the natural world, I mean, that are considered incurable, they have no cure for this sickness or disease, the blood of Jesus is always able to resolve it to 100%. Health and wholeness belongs to us in Jesus' name.
I believe that. And
there's no such thing as incurable disease in the kingdom.
Right. You know, I believe that God is more than able to touch us, to heal us. You know, we see a lot of people suffering in the world, and sin has brought death. Sin has brought destruction into the world, and iniquity has brought consequences and things like that. And people are struggling, but I think we have to realize that through faith and believing in the finished work of the cross, healing is available to each and every one of us. He heals our diseases, and it's really kind of a, will you let him heal your diseases? Will you stand on the word of God and believe for him to be your healer? I think God wants to be a lot of people's healers, and he can't get in. He can't seem to break through to them and get them to stand in faith, believe his word. God can't do anything apart from us cooperating with him in our life, because he's given us free will.
Our biggest restriction on getting their healing is our mouth. We'll let our mouth go running and saying things that we shouldn't be saying, and then we get the results that we don't want to have.
Yeah, I always say my mouth can run like an Olympic sprinter. So,
for sure. Okay, so number three, who redeems your life from destruction? Can you think of some areas in your life that the enemy has tried to destroy, like maybe relationships with a spouse, a child, a friend? Well, the Lord redeems us from destruction.
Sure. You know, I think a lot of people are dealing with things like divorce. They've had destruction in their marriage. The enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah, John 10:10.
Yeah, and Jesus has come that we might have life and that we might have it abundantly. But what is the area that you're actually struggling with and you're experiencing destruction maybe today in your life? Could be getting the bills paid. You know, maybe your finances are experiencing destruction. Maybe your health is experiencing destruction. Maybe you're just depressed in your own mind. You just can't seem to get past some things that have happened to you maybe when you were younger or in even more recent times. But God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could even ask or think, according to the power at work within you. It's Christ in you that is the hope of glory. And if we're truly going to see that life that Jesus is promising us, that abundant life, then first we have to recognize it's the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I think so many times in our walk in life, people are blaming God.
Yeah, they'll say, what did you do to God?
Yeah, what did you do?
Why are you receiving this punishment? When our house got hit by a tornado, one of my friends said something like, wow, God must be mad at you, or what did you do to God? And I'm like, well, I didn't do anything to God. Well, I'm sure I've done things against his will, but he's not going to cause destruction in my home. However, what the enemy meant for bad and what the natural disaster meant for bad, God turned for good, because we were able to get our whole house remodeled for the cost of a deductible.
Been in the process of applying to get a loan to remodel the house.
Yes, exactly. So it was literally such a blessing.
And it actually turned into a blessing.
For a $7,000 deductible, we were able to remodel our house and get $125,000 worth of remodel done. So it was really a blessing.
I love that line. It says, who redeems your life from destruction. Let's talk about redemption for a minute. That's kind of a Christianese term, but you know, when God redeems your life, he is purchasing your life back. You know, where the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy, like we talked about in John 10:10, as we follow the enemy, our lives get brought into destruction, but there is a point in every person's life that God wants to have a moment with you to redeem you. He wants you to come to him and say, I need your help. I need you to redeem me from the curse of sin, from everything that's going on in my life. God, I want to trust you. I want to allow you into my life. And that's what we do at church. A lot of times people call them altar calls or whatever. We're really just trying to create a moment with somebody where God can have a redeeming moment with that person. But it has to come from a surrender.
Yeah, you're saying, take my life, Lord.
Right.
Take all of me and fix me.
We have a free will.
Right.
And God wants to redeem your life from destruction, but you can choose to live in destruction just as much as you can choose to allow God to redeem you from that destruction. So, which throws us into the next little verse, says, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, you know?
Yeah, I think that is so good, because I actually, after I heard that, I looked up Psalm 136, 1 through 3, and it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. So I was like, wow, God is so merciful. He says it over and over and over in the scriptures, you know, that he's given us such mercy, and it's amazing. His love is amazing. It's all about love.
Yeah, if you want to think about, all right, his mercy endures forever. What does that mean? It means that, you know, when I look at God's mercy, I see the cross. I see Jesus going to the cross. I see God becoming a man, humbling himself, leaving his deity. You know, in Philippians it says, who being found in the form of God, humbled himself and became a human being. God became a man, humbled himself, and then sacrificed his pure and holiness on the cross so that we could have mercy, so that the grace of God could be released through him to every person that would call on the name of the Lord. They could be saved through mercy. When it says his mercy endures forever, Jesus, when he ascended, when he was on the cross, it says he went to hell for 3 days and then he came back. You know, and I always remember the story in the Bible where he was talking to Mary. He says, don't touch me yet because I haven't ascended. And he said, you can't touch me because I need to go. And he went up into heaven and he took the blood of his sacrifice and he applied it to the mercy seat.
Wow.
And he once and for all satisfied God's anger towards sin, God's wrath on sin, and he paid the price. And that's why his mercy endures forever, because he offered his blood through the eternal spirit. So once and for all, the sacrifice was made, and forever the blood of Jesus will cry out for our mercy. Even when we die, we go to heaven, that blood is still going to be on that altar saying, they're forgiven, they're forgiven, they're forgiven.
That is so amazing.
They have mercy, they have mercy, they have mercy.
I like the part too where it says he crowns you with, because we're talking about kingdom benefits and we are royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. And we have the crown that God's given us. The crown of life, and we are in his kingdom. So that's amazing. Number five is who satisfies your mouth with good things. So God has filled us with good things such as the word, grace, and salvation, but he also provides physical needs like food and drink, as well as our spiritual needs. So that is amazing how he satisfies us.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically saying, I'm going to provide for you. You know, and the scripture says that my God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. He's saying, you know what? You're going to actually enjoy life. You're going to have nice things. You're going to have things to eat and all that. And some people are like, well, man, kids in Africa are starving. There's people in the world that they don't have things like that. But I think what we have to always remember is that the word of God speaks of an eternal kingdom. It's not just the way things work out in this life. Many times the scriptures are pointing to our afterlife, our eternal life.
Well, it says he's our bread for our hunger and our water for our thirst. He is Jesus.
So I love that. And I just wanted to kind of clarify that a little bit, because some people could say, well, there's people that don't have God satisfying their mouth with good things right now. So is that scripture really true? Yes, because one day, when all of it's wrapped up, when we are in our eternal home, because we're not from here. We don't belong here. We're part of God's kingdom, and that is not of this world. And so a lot of times scripture is pointing to, you know, our eternal rewards and our eternal significance as well.
I like this one. It says, your youth is renewed like the eagles. And I always say that, like, I'll speak that over your life, even when I'm praying for you,
really,
like, your youth is renewed like the eagles. But I was like, what does that actually mean? I started looking it up, and it said, according to Jewish understanding, the eagle is a long-lived bird of prey that can reach the age of 70 under certain conditions. But when the eagle reaches the age of 40, he has to make a very difficult decision because his nails have become too long, no longer so flexible, and cannot easily grab prey. Also, the long and sharp beak becomes curved so they can't piece up its prey. while the wings become very heavy because the feathers have become so thick and attached to the breast. So they have it makes it difficult for the eagle to fly. So then the eagle has two options left. Either he dies or he undergoes a painful 150-day replacement process. The process requires the eagle to fly to the top of a mountain and stay there for a time. There, the eagle hits his beak against a rock until it breaks the beak, and then he waits for his new beak to grow. Then he pulls his claws out with his beak, and when his new claws grow out, he plucks his old feathers. And after 5 months, the eagle recovers and can live for another 40
years. That's amazing. I've never tied that in with that scripture.
So I never understood that either, but I was just like, what? So it's like he gets a whole new life after he goes through this process. And there's sometimes that we have to undergo some processes.
Yeah, well, it's I mean, like when you were sick, sign of redemption.
You went through a process.
Yeah.
But now you're doing well. But I mean, that's why I like to confess, like my youth is renewed like the eagles. I am so healthy and strong. My blood pressure is perfect. My cholesterol is low. My thyroid functions perfectly. My eyesight and my hearing are getting better every day. My memory is sharp. Just speak things like that over your life because
it's really good.
It's powerful, the words that come out of your mouth, because so many people want to say, oh, I'm over the hill now. Oh, I'm getting old. Oh, I'm getting tired. Oh, this is to be expected because I'm old. Like, no, I'm not old. I'm new. I'm renewed like the eagles.
I'm breaking my beak.
Yes,
tearing
exactly.
out my talons. I'm ready to go another round.
I'm expecting better things. I'm not looking for the future to sit in a rocking chair and rock back and forth and use my crochet needles and knit a sweater. I'm planning on going out and doing things, and I want to enjoy my grandchildren, and whenever they're coming, I don't know, but
yeah, right.
Hint to Jason and Marie.
So the next one is this. It says, the Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed.
And the word justice refers to God's actions in the world to bring the fairness and equity. God is actively involved in the lives that are oppressed and working to bring about justice on their behalf. God's righteousness is just in all his ways.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think sometimes that the way the situations in the world are going and the way people are treated in this world are unjust. But, you know, God is holy, and there is some degree to which God's hands are tied because of free will. God gave us a free will in the earth, and the sin and everything that entered in through God giving us that free will. And, you know, some people are like, well, why would he do that? Because God wanted people that would love him because they wanted to, not because they had to, not because he made them love him, but he had to give us a free will. And in order to do that, he had to put that tree in the garden and give us a choice.
Right.
And he knew the whole time when he put that tree there that Adam and Eve were going to eat from that tree, because the scriptures tell us that Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundations of the world. And in doing that, you know, he gave us that free will, and knowing that, there was going to be sin, and people were going to choose to do wrong things. And in that, the Lord executes righteousness and justice for those who are oppressed, because sin oppresses. Sin brings war. Sin brings death. Sin brings all these things onto the planet that God never intended. But in the desire to have people that truly loved him, it had to play out that way. So, you know, the word justice is you know, fairness. And some people are like, this isn't fair. But in all honesty, God will judge, God will bring righteousness, and he is holy. And at the end of it all, when it's all wrapped up, everybody will be judged in true holiness and fairness before God, and his righteousness will prevail to those who call on the name of Jesus. So what's the most important thing anybody can do on the planet? Give
choose
their life
Jesus.
To Jesus. Choose to yes. allow themselves to come under his righteousness, and then justice will be served on everything else.
Amen. Number 8 says the Lord is merciful and gracious. So basically that's just saying he's a good, good father. He's also slow to anger and abounding in mercy. God is patient and forgiving, and his love is everlasting. I like the fact that he's slow to anger. I wish I was more slow to anger. I'm going to speak that over my life. I am slow to anger in Jesus' name, because there are things that get me going sometimes.
Sure. Well, I mean, look at it. The one he says, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. You know, we are under a covenant of grace. If you know Jesus, the grace of God has been given to you as a gift. and you can receive forgiveness, you can walk in righteousness, and you can see God's grace and mercy flowing in your life every day.
He sees us and those who have received his son through the blood of Jesus. He sees us cleansed and whole and righteous because Jesus took our punishment. So he just sees the blood of Jesus all over us.
Yeah, I think sometimes we think God's looking at us, but really when he sees us, he's either seeing us or he's seeing his son. And I want to be covered. I want to be covered under the blood of Jesus so that when God looks at me, he's like,
well done.
There's somebody who loves my son, loves me, and I'm going to choose not to look at their iniquity any longer.
Exactly. Number 11 says, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear and worship him. It's not fear like you're afraid of him. It's with awe and respect and deepest reverence. That's what the fear is. It's like you're in respect and awe of the Lord.
I love that because the loving kindness towards those who what? Fear
and worship
him. You know, and we've got to be at a place in our life where we are living a
life of worship.
Of worship, but it's out of fear of the Lord. And I don't fear God personally because I'm afraid he's going to thwart me or spank me or be mean to me if I don't. I fear the Lord because he's holy and he's righteous and his judgments will be true. And if I choose to stand on my own merit, then God is going to have to judge me according to his holiness and I'm not going to make the grade. So I choose to stand in Jesus and let, when God looks at me, he sees Jesus and I do get, then I get an A+.
Amen.
So, hey guys, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit more about all of this. This has been an incredible topic.
Kingdom benefit.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah.
Joyful.
Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
We know he's coming around. We know he's coming around.
Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music?
love Jesus? If we got the place for you. Join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, thank you to all of our sponsors who help bring Turn the Light On to each and every one of us. And we've been talking about benefits.
Kingdom benefits.
So why don't you wrap us up with the last little piece of the verse that we've been reading. We've actually been breaking down
Psalm 103, 1 through 12. So the last verse on number 12 is, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So basically, God's removed all of our failures.
Yeah, that's really good.
He doesn't think about any of our sins. He just sees the blood of Jesus.
So Psalms 23:6 says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, there's that eternal kingdom that I was talking about earlier. We're going to dwell in the house of the Lord through goodness and mercy. As we call on the name of the Lord, we'll be saved. Look at Romans 8:28. It says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purposes. So what I'm seeing here is that we need to be people that are chasing after the purpose of God, the dream of God for the world, that the world would be redeemed through the church. So are you involved in the local church? Are you part of what God's doing in the earth, or are you just existing and kind of hoping God will be a part of whatever you're doing in the earth? No, it's all about transitioning your life into a life lived for God, not a life that is lived, you know, knowing about God. So I just want to encourage everybody. John 3:16 says, for what?
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And one of the things that's really going to benefit you the most is not just knowing the kingdom benefits, but declaring them over your life. So pull out Psalms chapter 103 and start making it your own. Like, speak it over your life. Yeah. Instead of saying, who forgives all your iniquities? Say, thank you, Lord, that you forgive all my iniquities. You heal all my diseases. Yeah. You redeem my life from destruction. You crown me with your loving kindness. Speak this over your life. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is actually the definition of insanity. So right. If you're not doing these things, if you're not declaring the word of God in your life and you're wondering why are you depressed or why are you dealing with anxiety, then do the right thing by speaking the word over your life and you'll see the difference.
Yeah, and jump in over at Lighthouse. We've got a lot of different things happening over here at the church to help you grow and be who God's called you to be. If you need more information on what's happening around here, give us a call, 321-452-1012. Until then, we'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.